Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Events with Benefits, a podcast designed to help nonprofit organizations raise more money and achieve greater success at your fundraising events. Today's episode is brought to you by yours truly. My name is Danny Hooper, and I'm a professional certified fundraising auctioneer, also the author of a best-selling book called Easy Money, How to Generate Record Profits at Your Next Fundraising Auction Event. You can find it on Amazon by searching Danny Hooper, or you can go to my website at DannyHooper.com and order a copy. Show is also sponsored by my good friends at Winspire, the industry leader in providing unique, one-of-a-kind consignment travel packages for your fundraising auction events. These incredible experiences, they can be used in your live auction, silent auction. I see them used as raffle prizes all the time. Lots of excellent places to use Winspire experiential travel packages. And the neat thing is there are absolutely no risk because you only pay for the trips that raise money for your event. And to get information, you can go to winspireme.com and check them out. Finally, our show is also sponsored by the good folks at Donation Match. The founder of Donation Match, Renee Zhao, is also the person who came up with the idea for our podcast, Events with Benefits. And her company, Donation Match, is your one-stop shop for event donations and give back opportunities. Donation Match connects with your cause, and they connect your cause with local and national companies who are willing to donate products or services to your fundraising event. And who doesn't want that? You can sign up for free at donationmatch.com. So we have Ian Loth here. Ian is the Vice President of Fundraising at Winspire. Renee is with us in the studio here today as well. We're coming to you from sunny Southern California. And today's special guest is Lena Patidar. She is the CEO and founder of a company called CoinUp. And CoinUp is an interesting fundraising app. She was very interesting to talk to.
Yeah, it's very similar concept to an app I know I'm familiar with called Acorn. It's kind of like it basically rounds up your credit card purchases. So that basically kind of loose change that you would get if you were to purchase something with cash. And then it diverts that you know, rounded up spare change to a specific cause that you can sign up for. And so really interesting to talk to Lena here, just because I had no idea that you know, the App Store and Apple were kind of hesitant to get into this market, the kind of nonprofit donation space, just with all the regulatory things that were going on there. So she's been fighting pretty hard to get this up and running. It's actually one of the first apps to be able to do this, to actually interface with your credit card and your bank to then take those that additional spare change and divert it to a cause. So she's been putting a lot of work into this app, and it's come out the other end just looking real sharp. And I'm just really impressed with what she has to offer.
Well, Renee, we have to thank you for tracking Lena down. I know she's a friend of yours, and she's going to explain to us how you can set a limit on the amount of money that you want to give every month. But what's happening? She's helping to generate hundreds of thousands of extra dollars for nonprofits.
Yeah, so, you know, Lena is a fellow social entrepreneur in San Diego with me, and interestingly, know her through my cousin as well. But was fascinated by what Lena had created to really do this, you know, help people donate to charities, to schools, without really having to think about it. You know, if you've ever dropped that 20, 30 cents, 50 cents in a change bucket at a register, this is basically doing the same thing. And it's essentially painless donations. So instead of having to write a $200 check, you don't even feel it.
Yeah, exactly. And well, part of our mission here at Events with Benefits is to keep our listeners in touch with what is new, what's hot, and what's not out there. And the fundraising space is changing almost daily, and we're seeing something new roll along. And that's fine. Find out right now about one of the most exciting new startups, a great fundraising app called CoinUp. Well, Lena Patidar, it is great to have you with us on Events with Benefits today. You are the CEO and founder of CoinUp, and CoinUp, interestingly, is a fundraising app that won the 2017 Startup Tech of the Year Pinnacle Award. That is no small accomplishment, and maybe a great place for us to start here today is just to have you tell us what exactly is CoinUp. CoinUp, I'm sorry.
Yes. So thank you so much for having me on your show today. We're excited to share more about CoinUp. So CoinUp is basically a mobile donation app where nonprofits can register their nonprofit at no cost to start receiving spare change donations. And what we mean by that is users download the app on the other side of it, So once the user downloads the app from the CoinUp from the Apple Store or goes to the website and registers, they're able to pick their favorite charity, select a monthly limit, and then register their debit card or credit card. Once they've set it, they can just forget about it, but basically all their transactions will be rounded up. So if they go to the coffee shop and spend $3.70, we round up 20 cents to the next dollar. If they go to the grocery store and spend, you know, $50.02, we round up the 98 cents to the next dollar. We just keep doing this the whole month through until we either hit their limit or the end of the month, whatever comes first. And all that spare change is aggregated and then sent to the charity that they've designated. But we never go over the limit that they've set.
Well, that is brilliant. What a great idea. Who came up with it? Why didn't I? Ian. Ian Loth, Vice President of Fundraising at Winspire. He's my partner here. My other partner, Renee Zhao from Donation Match. Why didn't we think of this? Sounds like a no-brainer.
Brilliant.
So
you guys are doing some pretty amazing things of your own.
Yeah. So when did CoinUp actually launch then, Lena?
So we actually formed about almost 3 years ago now, but went live on the Apple Store in August 2016. So just a year and a half on the App Store, but we were one of the first mobile donations on the App Store because up until then, Apple never allowed for mobile donation apps. They were really worried about, you know, the fact that the nonprofit industry is highly regulated. They were also worried about funds getting from the donor directly to the nonprofit. And there were, you know, several other technology issues too that Apple was concerned about, so they'd never allowed for it. I had spent a lot of time, about 3 or 4 months, consulting with Apple to kind of explain our process, explain the transparency we're providing, and really the best practices that we've implemented to get Apple to finally approve us as the first mobile, mobile donation app on their store. So that was pretty amazing for us.
And what has the response been?
From Apple, they were very excited for us. The nonprofits have been going crazy and signing up every day. We've got a good number of nonprofits signed up with us, almost 200 at this point, and they're just more signing up with us every day. I think one of the reasons is because we've been the longest-running mobile donation app on the Apple Store, but also the transparency is starting to really make a difference. You know, these nonprofits are starting to see, you know, what could go wrong in various formats and various platforms. I don't think there's anything intentional going on, but sometimes it's just, you know, things don't work correctly or whatever, and we've worked really hard to implement these best practices and have a solid technology system so that everything's flowing well and efficiently.
And so, if I may ask, where does CoinUp as a business fit into all of this? I guess I'm being a little leery at this point, and if I want to donate my spare change, I've set a limit of $40 a month that I want to give to SPCA, for example. How much of that is going to go right through to the charity of my choice?
Yeah, great question. So basically, CoinUp will charge you at the end of the month the $40. So $40 will be charged to you, and 85% of that will go directly to the charity, and CoinUp takes 15%.
Okay.
So,
well, makes sense to me as a user then. You're providing a valuable service, and I don't have to worry about not giving, which is something that is so easy to happen, to have happen. You know, you just tend to, you get passionate in the moment about supporting a particular cause, and then down the road you forget about it. But this is nice. So, but people can cancel at any time?
Yes, they can. The charities can cancel at any time. The donors can cancel at any time. But I also just want to clarify that the national cost of fundraising is an average of 25% across all charities across the nation. So 15%, we're really coming in quite efficiently, but we also provide a lot of services. We provide the technology support, we provide payment processing for that, and, you know, marketing collateral, and we provide, you know, great customer service for all of that, for that 15%. So we're doing a lot for that 15%, but more importantly, the donor gets, from the donor's perspective, they get full credit for the entire donation. So if you're donating $40, even though CoinUp takes $6 of that as our fee, you still get a tax donation receipt for the entire $40 because we're an expense to the charity that the charity has to approve.
And Lena, you've actually shown me the app and some of the really great reporting that the organizations can actually do or automatically actually at the end of the month, right? And even use you as a bit of a communications app.
Yes, yeah, so we're excited. We have a monthly snapshot that comes out to the donors at the end of the month that kind of just says, you know, thank you so much for your $40 donation. Because of that, we were able to provide, you know, food for an animal, you know, food for the animals, or we were able to provide immunizations for 20 kids, or, you know, we were able to provide, you know, shelter and training and you know, care, whatever it might be for that particular organization. It's customized to the donor's charity and how much they've donated. So we really try to give you, you know, not just a tax donation receipt and not just the fact that you've donated, but really, like, what is the impact of that statement? You know, even $10 a month means so much to these charities, right? So if you've donated $10 a month, maybe you've provided a gym pass for Challenge Athletes Foundation, or maybe you know, for $20 a month, you provided, you know, 20 meals for kids at a, you know, Boys and Girls Club. So, you know, we really want you to feel the impact of, you know, the dollars that are coming in. Even though it might just feel like spare change, you're really making a difference at the end of the day.
And what kind of marketing are you encouraging the organizations do to make sure that they're getting the most out of not just your app, but really being able to reach their donors and help them spread the word about being able to donate to them as well?
Yes, yeah, so basically we're finding that the charities are really the best influencer for their donors. So if they're letting their donors know that they can now donate through a simple app at even just $10 a month, it's creating the momentum that is needed, you know, to be successful, right? Because a lot of people would love to donate to your organization, but they might not be able to write a check for $250 or $500 for a gala or something like that. So this is a way that everyone can engage at $5, as low as $5 a month, but even $10 or $20 a month, and participate at whatever level they can and feel good about being engaged with their charity. And so we're not trying to replace anything that the charities are currently doing, but we're trying to add an additional revenue stream for them that's, you know, consistent every month, so they can depend on that and kind of, you know, they're actually businesses, right? Nonprofits are actually businesses at the end of the day running operations. So if we can create a steady monthly revenue stream for them, they'll be able to run, a much more efficient budget. But we do see if they do announce it at their events, if they, you know, bring in people and tell them about CoinUp and tell them if they want their users or their donors to sign up with CoinUp, that's what's really making the difference. You know, for them to be out there on social media, events, you know, email blasts, and letting their donors know that they're partnered with us.
And are you helping them create some of this collateral that they're using?
Yeah, very interesting question. So we've actually created a 90-day marketing toolkit. So we basically provide all of our organizations, all the charities, with 90 days worth of materials. There's social media post templates, there's email blasts, newsletter posts, you know, all kinds of collateral that they can use to basically just repurpose, copy and paste, you know, into their social media or whatever communication channels they might have at their convenience. So we realize a lot of nonprofits are really, you know, strapped for resources, limited on time, and, you know, trying to get things done as quickly as possible. So we want to provide them with as much content as we could or access as we could so they can make this quick and easy for them to communicate to their donors.
Now, have you talked to, that's not a good question. Certainly you've talked to the nonprofits who are using CoinUp. Are they sharing any data with you as to what the usage is or what kind of response they're seeing from their donor base?
Yes, so sometimes we're able to improve monthly revenue donors by 50%. So 50% more donors are coming in every month on a regular basis, right? So they might get one-time donations from other channels, right, with writing a check for a gala or a marathon or a one-time donation. But in terms of monthly revenues, we're seeing anywhere from 20% to 50% growth in the number of people that donate every month, because now there's a simple way to just do $20 a month, which hadn't really, you know, been created before.
Yeah.
So we are seeing a huge rise in that. But again, it's all about the charity communicating that to their donors, so the donors know that, you know, this is a partnership that's been approved and that's being supported by the nonprofit. We're doing our part as well. We share a lot on social media. We do a lot of email blasts. We're doing events. We're talking to retailers now as well about, you know, supporting some of the charities with CoinUp. And we're getting great feedback on that. So we're excited about 2018. We have some new initiatives going on and definitely getting the word out more and more and building awareness for our organizations.
So I'm curious, have you seen maybe specific case studies that you can share where it was a specific channel, like maybe it was an announcement or postcards given out at an event or maybe a certain email blast worded the right way, you know, with the right subject?
Yeah.
You know, what has worked for some of your clients?
So one of our clients is Kristen's Fund, and they raise capital. They raise funding for women, you know, for women who've been abused, and they provide them shelter and food and clothing and training and things like that. So they had an amazing gala last year in March, And at the gala, they spent about 10 minutes talking about CoinUp and really giving the audience some time to download the app and sign up for the app right there and then. We had amazing feedback that night. I mean, immediately donors were downloading the app, registering, signing up, you know, because they were in that moment, right? And you can't necessarily get on a website or have your computer available to you. So the fact that they had their phone right with them and Kristen's Fund was taking the time to explain CoinUp and educate everybody about how it works and that they are, you know, supporting this method of donating, they were able to get, I want to say about 20% increase in monthly donors.
Wow.
So hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in revenue every month, right, from getting the donors signed up.
Yeah.
And they're a very small organization, right? So it's also about how large is your organization. If you have 10,000 people in your database or 100 people in your database, there's a big difference. But from a percentage perspective, it's kind of around 20 to 50% increase based on how much, you're engaging your users.
Wow. So face-to-face really works.
Face-to-face really works. Having that influencer, you know, those influencers really make a difference because they're so passionate about what they're doing. So if they're talking about their cause and then saying, hey, you know, even your $10 or $20 a month will make a difference through CoinUp, it's really making that conversion count.
Hmm. Yeah, very, very interesting. I'm sitting here, I'm a fundraising auctioneer, and I'm just thinking it would be easy for me to spread the word from the stage at these events. Do you provide templates for an advertisement or an ad that could be placed in the souvenir program that night or the auction program that night?
Thanks. That's so nice of you. So we have flyers that we create. Well, we'll create flyers and send them to the charity to use at their convenience for events like that. We also have a great video that explains to donors how this works. So Kristen's Fund actually used our video at their last event, and I think they'll be using it again this upcoming March for their next event. But they basically shared this video, and the video just explains it all in, I don't know, a minute, 20 seconds or something like that. And it has some good upbeat music in it and everything, so everyone kind of gets into it. But that's really what helps a lot is a video. If you're sharing at an event, if you're up on a podium or something, we'd love for you to share the video. That'd be amazing.
Well, fabulous. Yeah, it's a great idea. I'm very, very impressed. And that small change, that little bit of extra change every month adds up very, very quickly. And I can see where you're going to have an enormous impact in the nonprofit space. So congratulations to you, Lena. What a great idea you've come up with in creating CoinUp. People that need to get in touch with you, how would they go about doing that?
Yeah, great. Well, they can go to our website, www.coinupapp.com. That's CoinUpApp.com. And so you can register there as a donor. You can download the app from the Apple Store, or you can register as a nonprofit from that point as well. And, of course, you guys, if anyone wants to get a hold of us, they can email us at hollerback, 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 at coinupapp.com. But we'd love to hear from everybody. I mean, we're still new. We're still growing. So any questions anyone has or, if they have charities they want to suggest, we're also open to taking charity suggestions to get them on board as well.
So, Lena, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your background and where did you come up with the idea for this app called CoinUp?
Sure. Well, I've been an entrepreneur for about 15 years, and this is my eighth startup. So I really do love innovation and the challenge of innovation. I also went to business school at Sloan, so you really get the entrepreneur bug when you're at MIT because everything there is about being an entrepreneur and all these incubators. So that's kind of where I started getting the bug for being an entrepreneur. And I forgot your original question, Ian.
Just how did you get started and where did you come up with the idea for CoinUp?
How did I get started? So I've been consulting as a CFO for the past 15 years as well. And basically I was going around looking at all the waste that was happening in terms of, you know, the companies wasting water and paper and lights and things like that. I was just thinking, gosh, how can we incorporate really social entrepreneurship or social consciousness into my consulting a little bit more? And I started looking at different, entities that were, you know, doing social entrepreneurship. And I realized there was really no apps doing this, and I couldn't understand it. So I set out to build this app, and I looked at what else was out there, and I said, wow, this app makes sense. You know, we've been doing spare change in a jar since the 1950s. Ronald McDonald House, March of Dimes and Salvation Army collect millions of dollars of spare change every year from just the spare change. But as we become cashless, how do we continue on that realm, right? So we thought about doing this cashless roundup for the spare change, and started making sense, started coming together. But once we got to Apple, we realized why the app didn't exist yet, because Apple hadn't allowed for it. So once we, you know, got through that process, we were like, wow, this is really something that we're creating, and let's see if we can create some noise and create some momentum about it.
Now, when we talk about fundraising apps, there are a number of apps out there now. It sounds like you were the first in the space a few years ago. But as we know, whenever there's a good idea, it's not an alone idea for very long. And what are some things that people need to be cautious of or aware of when they are looking at these fundraising apps?
Yeah, great question. So, of course, we're all in the social impact sector, so I applaud and support any of, you know, any of the other apps and platforms that are trying to do the same thing with us, because we're all trying to do a good cause, you know, get something good going here in terms of creating social impact. I think the things to look for are, you know, like the question you'd asked me before about fees. You want to make sure what the fees are going to be for the entire transaction. You also want to understand how the funds are going from the donor to the nonprofit, because there's several different ways that that could happen, and so you want to make sure it's being done the right way for your organization. And I guess the third thing is, you know, if there's any issues with any of the donor instructions in terms of how they want their donations to be used, you want to make sure that there's some recourse for that. You know, look at, you know, what could be done if the donor wasn't happy about the contribution or wanted their contribution returned, or if it went to the wrong organization, something like that. So just understand the recourse from a legal perspective as to how that works out.
All right, very good. Well, it's been great talking to you here today, Lena. Thanks so very much. Lena Patidar, the CEO and founder of a fabulous award-winning new app called CoinUp. And just before we let you go, we'll just have you summarize for us, Lena, if you will, again, for folks that maybe just tuned in a little late. How does CoinUp work? We'll just get you to do a little summary for us.
Sure. So CoinUp basically works – I wish I could say this better – CoinUp is basically a mobile donation app that you can download from the Apple Store, or you can go to our website at coinupapp.com and register there. But it's only three simple steps to sign up with us. You select your favorite charity, you set a monthly limit, and you register your debit card or credit card. At that point, we just round up all your transactions, no matter where you go, because you've given us, you know, permission to read the transactions off your credit card, and we're able to round up all those donations, just like you would at the grocery store or at the restaurants, and aggregate all that spare change to send it to the charity of your choice. And, you know, even if we get 100 donors donating $10 a month for some charities, that's $1,000 a month coming in, which is really significant for most of these organizations.
Now, if I want to donate to my favorite charity, but they're not in the CoinUp app, what happens then?
You can email us at hollerback@coinupapp.com, or when you go through the app, it actually says, if you don't see your charity listed here, please enter it, and we will reach out to them and let them know that they have donors interested, and we'd love to reach out to them for you.
Okay. Wow. I'm very impressed, and I can't wait to get out there and help you promote this great new app called CoinUp. So thanks very much for joining us today on Events with Benefits, Lena.
Thank you so much, everyone. This is great.
Thanks for listening to the show this week. For show notes, special offers, or to listen to previous episodes, you can visit us at eventswithbenefits.com. Please also consider subscribing to our podcast on iTunes. And if you enjoyed the show, do us a favor and write us a review while you're there. If you have any questions or feedback, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email at hosts@eventswithbenefits.com. We'll see you next time.